Indonesian forces have opened a major campaign against separatist rebels in the province of Aceh, deploying 1,000 elite troops by air and sea to join the tens of thousands of ground troops already there. They have vowed to destroy the Acehese rebellion, which is now in its 27th year. The order to attack came after peace talks between the government and the rebels collapsed over the weekend. Joining us from Indonesia is NPR's Eric Weiner. Eric, you were in Aceh over the weekend. Tell us what this fight is about.
Well, it's a good question, Robert. To some extent, it's like guerrilla movements all over the world. The Free Aceh Movement, as its name implies, is fighting for freedom, for independence from the rest of Indonesia. And there are a couple of reasons for this. One is religious. Indonesia, as you know, is a Muslim country, the world's largest Muslim country. And the Acehese consider themselves more Muslim than the rest of Indonesia. When Arab traders first came to this part of the world back in the 14th or 15th century, they first landed in Aceh. And really, to this day, you can just sense more of an Islamic flavor in Aceh. You see more men praying. You see more women covering their heads. So it is more Islamic, and it's also a matter of resources. Aceh is a very rich place. They have oil and gas. ExxonMobil is there. They also have coffee. Sumatra coffee comes from Aceh. And the Acehese feel that they've seen very little of this profit, that most of it's been diverted back to the capital, Jakarta, and they feel they've received an unfair shake from Indonesia, and they want to break free.
Eric, just give us a sense how big an independent state, if this movement were ever to succeed. Do you know, have any idea of how many Acehese there are actually, say?
Well, there are 4 million Acehese, which is not a lot. But, you know, you can look at this and say it's not a viable independent state. But people said the same thing about East Timor and on virtually the other end of the Indonesian archipelago. And, of course, East Timor is now an independent state. And Aceh has far more in the way of oil and gas and other resources. So theoretically, at least, this could be an independent nation. But to be honest, the Indonesian government is not going to allow that to happen.
And the Indonesian government is, in fact, drawing parallels nowadays between their campaign in Aceh and the U.S. war in Iraq.
Very much so. In fact, Indonesia's foreign minister invoked the name of Iraq when defending the military crackdown on Aceh. He said, look, the amount of force we're using is nothing compared to what the U.S. used in Iraq. And besides, we're not violating anyone's sovereignty.
How do you describe the U.S. interest in this conflict? Is it general support for the Indonesian government and the integrity of Indonesia? Is there a specific economic interest in Aceh? What would you say?
Well, there's an economic interest in the sense that ExxonMobil, as I said, is very much present in Aceh, has a large facility heavily guarded by Indonesian soldiers. But really, the U.S. does side with Indonesia in the sense that it does not want to see Indonesia disintegrate. In addition, there was, as you recall, a major terrorist act here in Indonesia back in October, bombing of two nightclubs in Bali. 200 people were killed, mainly foreigners. Well, it turns out Indonesia, after a late start, is really and truly cracking down on the terrorist group, apparently responsible for that. They've arrested a lot of people, put them on trial. This is what the U.S. wanted to see. And now, of course, Indonesia is saying, well, we've had a terrorist problem in Bali, and we have a quote-unquote terrorist problem in Aceh. So in that sense, the U.S. Doesn't have a lot of rhetorical leverage.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you, Robert.
NPR's Eric Weiner speaking to us from the Indonesian capital, Jakarta, about the Indonesian military operation in the province of Aceh.